Chapter 9.
It's so beautiful! Felicity shouts. She twirls about, making herself so dizzy she falls down in the tall grass, but she's laughing as she does. Oh, it is like the most wondrous spring I've ever seen, Anne murmurs. And indeed it is. Long velvet ropes of moss hang from the tops of trees like gossamer green curtains. Branches blossom with pink and white flowers. A gentle breeze sweeps them onto our upturned cheeks and lips. They nestle in my hair, making it smell sweet as new rain. I rub a flower between my fingers, inhaling its scent. I have to be sure that it is real, that I am not dreaming. "We're really here, aren't we?" I ask, as Fee entwines herself in the moss as if it were ermine. "Yes, we are," Fee assures me. For the first time in months, hope flutters up through my soul. If I can do this, bring us into the realms, then all is not lost.
"This isn't the garden," Anne says. "Where are we?"
"I don't know," I say, looking about. Tall slabs of stone have been erected in a seemingly random pattern that puts me in mind of Stonehenge. Winding through them is a faint dirt path that reaches from the door to the realms beyond. The path is difficult to see, as if it hasn't been used in a very long time. "There's a little trail here," I say. "We'll follow it." As we walk away, the door fades into the rock.
"Gemma!" Anne gasps. "It's gone!"
It's as if someone has tightened a string around my heart. I try to keep my wits about me. I take a step toward the rock, and the door glows once again. "Oh, thank heavens," I say, letting my breath out in a whoosh, relieved.
"Come on," Felicity pleads. "I want to see the garden. I want..."
She doesn't finish her sentence. We follow the path through the stones. Despite being pockmarked with age and dirt, they boast an impressive array of friezes showing women of all sorts. Some are as young as we are. Others are as old as the earth itself. Some are clearly warriors, with swords held aloft to the rays of the sun. One sits surrounded by children and fawns, her hair flowing in loose waves to the ground. Another, dressed in chainmail, wrestles a dragon. Priestesses, queens, mothers, healers. It is as if the whole of womanhood is represented here. Anne gawks at the woman with the dragon.
"Who do you suppose they are?"
"Perhaps they were of the Order, or older still," I say. I run my hand across a carving of three women on a barge. The one on the left is a young lady, the one on the right is a bit older, and in the centre is a crone holding a lantern aloft, as though she's waiting for someone. The picture gives me a strange sensation in my belly, as if I've glimpsed the future.
They're remarkable, aren't they?
"What's remarkable is that there isn't a single blasted corset among them," Felicity says with a giggle. "Oh, Gemma, do let's hurry. I can't wait much longer." The path leads us through tall fields of wheat, past neat rows of olive trees and the grotto where the ruins of the oracle once stood. At last we find ourselves in the garden we have come to think of as our own private fiefdom. The moment we're on familiar ground, Felicity is running.
"Pippa!" she calls. "Pippa! Pippa, it's me, Felicity! We've come back!"
She searches every corner.
"Where is she?"
I cannot bring myself to say what I'm thinking, that our dear friend Pippa is lost to us forever now. Either she has crossed the river to the land beyond, or she has banded together with the Winterland's creatures and become our enemy. I am waiting for the magic to spark inside me, but it doesn't behave as it has in the past. I'm out of practice. Right, begin with something simple, Gemma. I grab a handful of leaves and close my fingers over them. I shut my eyes. My heart flutters a few beats faster, and then a sudden fever takes me. It is as if the whole of the world, all experience, past and present, flows through me as quickly as lightning. My blood pulses with new life. A rapturous smile spreads across my lips, and when I open my eyes, the leaves have turned to rubies in my palm.
"Ha! Look!"
I shriek. I toss the gems into the air, and they fall like red rain.
"Oh, it's been so long since we've played with magic."
Anne gathers leaves in her hands and blows. The leaves fly on her breath, then drift in a slow spiral to her feet. She frowns.
"I wanted them to become butterflies."
"Here, let me try." Felicity grabs a handful, but no matter how hard she tries, they become nothing new. They are only leaves.
"Why can't I change them? What's happened to the magic? How were you able to make the rubies, Gemma?"
"I simply wished it, and there they were," I say.